This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin now has to wait weeks to learn his fate after a jury convicted him on all accounts of murdering George Floyd, but his attorneys are expecting to appeal the verdict. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more on Tuesday's decision.
On three charges of murder and manslaughter.
Guilty, guilty, guilty.
Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill reading the verdicts on court TV before Chauvin was led away in handcuffs. The jury deliberated about 10 hours before convicting Chauvin, who is white, for pinning Floyd, who was black, to the pavement with his knee nearly a year ago in a case that prompted a national reckoning over policing and racism. The prosecution argued Chauvin used excessive force in restraining Floyd, who was heard on video repeatedly saying he couldn't breathe. Chauvin's lawyer said the officer acted reasonably against a struggling suspect. Chauvin could be sent to prison for decades. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, U.S. House Democrats are now pushing the U.S. Senate to take up the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act in the wake of the guilty verdicts in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer who was convicted of killing George Floyd on Tuesday. The legislation Democrats are pushing would create national standards for the use of force, like eliminating chokeholds and creating a national registry so police officers who abuse their power aren't able to move from department to department. This is VOA News.